Beloved radio friends, welcome to today's broadcast. Once again, I welcome you into the new year 2020. I strongly believe that it shall be well with you. It shall be well with your soul. It shall be well with your family. The Lord will give you a reason to rejoice and testify of His goodness. So get ready to testify. Let me use this opportunity to announce an important program that we hold at the Headquarter Church of the Master Vessel Ministry from February 12 to 16, 2020. February 12 to February 16, 2020. The conference is called Apostolic Inversion Conference. It is for all Christians. We shall run morning and evening sessions. Key apostolic speakers include Reverend Dr. Omowai, Reverend Professor Musi Maduba, Evangelist Pamela Eze Uzoamaka, and Brother Emma Okoria. You are cordially invited as we trust that you will experience a turnaround for good in your life. Our text today will be taken from the book of Luke, chapter 21. Verse 10 to 13. Luke chapter 21. We'll be reading from verse 10 to verse 13. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You'll be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony." Notice verse 13. "But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony." Let us pray. Almighty God, whose word endures forever, grant us understanding of your mindset and enable us to plug into your will for our lives in this new year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The title of this message is, "You Shall Testify." You shall testify. The year 2020 shall be a year full of testimonies for many people. Nothing will prevent you from testifying in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us go through our passage. As part of his teachings on the signs of the times and the end of the age, our Lord Jesus Christ taught his followers the following. Number one. Hostility of nations against themselves. We see that in verse 10. Said, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." He said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." In most continents of the world today, there is fragile peace. The tension can be felt. A little spark can ignite extreme hostility. Most nations of the Middle East are against each other. The acquisition of mass weapons of destruction is the preoccupation of most countries. The conspiracy is so thick. Even the producers of such weapons are also busy, causing unrest and enmity between nations and nations so that they can sell their weapons. How true our Lord Jesus was in these words. Verse 11. "And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful signs and great signs from heaven." Our Lord Jesus predicts the occurrence of natural disasters. Earthquakes, pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs from heaven. The year 2019 witnessed many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, leading to floodings in most countries. In most cases, people were evacuated from their homes to places of shelter. Massive rainfalls leading to collapse of bridges and landslides, collapse of dams, and washing away of crops and whole farms. As a consequence, there was hunger all over the nations of the world. The world humanitarian organizations are being overwhelmed by the consequences of wars, insurgencies, and terrorism all over the nations of the world. How close we are to the end of the age, as our Lord predicted. Verse 12, our Lord Jesus spoke of extreme persecution of those who believe in him. Hear his words. Verse 12, but before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Radio friends, the Lord Jesus predicted extreme persecution of those who believe in him. These things are so real today, not only in other countries, but also in our own country, Nigeria. Religious intolerance and extremism are taking toll on believers. The most terrifying is that instead of abetting, it is increasing, especially when culprits are not brought to book. Radio friends, it is under such conditions that our Lord Jesus assures us of a turning point of events. Hear him in verse 13 of our text, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. This is why the Lord is saying to you, you shall testify. There will be a turning around of events leading to testimonies. Yes, times of troubles, upheavals, difficulties, and even persecutions are ahead. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Let me enumerate to you some of the areas you will experience testimonies. Number one, you will testify of God's goodness. This is found in Psalm 71, verse 15 to verse 16. Let's read what is there. Psalm 71, verse 15 to verse 16. The Bible says, and you shall testify of the goodness of the Lord, and you shall testify of his righteousness. That's what you find in Psalm 71, verse 15 to 16. You shall testify of God's goodness. Number two, you shall testify of the Lord's faithfulness. He is a faithful God. He will show you his faithfulness, even in the midst of these upheavals and troubles that are going to be prevalent in the world and in our nations. Number three, you shall testify of his mercy. You will testify of his mercy. In Mark chapter 5, verse 19, the Lord Jesus said to the man he healed, go back home and go and show people how merciful the Lord has been on you. This year, you will testify of the mercies of the Lord. Number four, you shall testify of his power. You shall testify of his power, his power. The Lord Jesus will display his power in the lives of many people this year, and you will testify of his power. Power to heal, power to deliver, power to keep you going. You shall testify of the power of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Number five, you will testify of his wonders. You will testify of his wonders. Our God will display his wonders in our time. Number 6, you will testify of his salvation. The greatest miracle of life is salvation, to be saved. God will have all men to be saved. And in this new year, salvation will be the portion of many, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number 7, you will testify to the end of the earth. You will not only testify in your locality, you will testify elsewhere. You will testify of the power of our Lord Jesus outside your locality. Radio friends, rejoice, because everything will turn around for your good. Your testimony will reverberate. You will arise from your sick bed and begin to testify of healing. God is releasing favor because of you. You will become a wonder to many. Good is coming your way because you are trusting Jehovah. Rise up as the Lord Jesus will begin to heal you. According to his word, I believe you. And begin to confess, say, Lord, I believe you. Help me to believe you more, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. My Master Jesus, in your name, let your word overtake my hearers and let faith be born in their hearts. Give them appropriate testimonies as evidence of their trust in you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.